Welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, your weekly dose of what's new and what's nude in movies, TV, and Hollywood's sexiest stars. Now get ready for your host, the world's foremost authority on celebrity nudity, Mr. Skin.
Legendary Mr. Skin.
MrSkin.com.
Skin, everybody.
Coast to coast from Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York, it's the Mr. Skin Podcast with your hosts, Mr. Skin and Andrea Lowell. We want to hear from you. Call the show and leave us a voicemail at 484-SKIN-POD. Find all things Mr. Skin Podcast online at MrSkinPodcast.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, episode 152, sponsored by StreamAid.com, the global leader in live streaming with the hottest porn stars and amateurs broadcasting live directly from their bedroom to yours. StreamAid creates a totally unique and intimate experience where you get to direct the show however you want. With an endless variety of performers, you're sure to find your perfect match on StreamAid.com. The question is, are you ready? Hey Skin, welcome to the show.
Hey, Andrea, how are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm so excited to get all caught up in movies and TV. I feel like I've been, just devoid of titties and ass in my life.
Well, you were on vacation. Yeah. Where did you go? Where does an Andrea go for vacation?
This is might be shocking to a lot of people. Me and my man, we hopped on a motorcycle. And we went all the way up from Los Angeles to the state of Washington. camping along the way. And it was a trip, to say the least, but it was really fun just being like out in the wild open, you know, exploring Mount Rainier. Yeah. We went to Redwoods National Park and a couple other just really cool places.
Yeah, that's cool. I've been there. That's really cool.
Yeah, so that's what we did. And I gotta say, my ass was sore for different reasons than it normally is.
That's so funny. I was just going to say that. That's funny.
Yeah, so that's what I did.
Wow. That sounds like fun. And I'm, what do you do when it rains on those bikes? Do you just pull off and wait it out?
You
what
sure happens don't. On those trips? And you put on your rain gear and you keep trucking. We knew rain was going to be inevitable. So
yeah, especially up there, right?
I've been on a bike in the rain before, so I wasn't too afraid of it. I was just hoping it wasn't going to be the whole trip. And we lucked out. You know, the weather was really favorable for the most part. So, we stopped in Seattle too. And it was awesome because our cab driver told us it was the only couple of days of the year that had been rain free were the days we were there. And I was shocked by that. So super happy about that turnout. And just had a wild time, but no internet. You know, I wasn't checking my phone. I wasn't watching TV, wasn't watching movies. So totally disconnected from the good stuff.
Well, good for you. No, so you're well rested for nudity. And I have lots to catch up on because we haven't talked in a few weeks. So let me start. There was a movie that came out. You may have heard about this. It's called Yesterday.
No, I haven't.
Which is, it opened in theaters last week. It's a kind of a fantasy comedy. It stars this Himesh Patel who plays a struggling musician. And then he realizes, and I actually think this is a really cool premise. He realizes he's the only person on earth who can remember the Beatles.
Wait, what?
Now think about this. So he wakes up. He's like in an alternate timeline where the Beatles never existed, but he remembers all their songs. So now, so think of that. He knows all their songs. He's a musician.
Oh, that's awesome.
No one else knows them. So that's the premise. Really cool. And now it's a PG-13 movie, so you might be wondering why I'm bringing it up. But his co-star is the gorgeous Lily James. And
we've definitely talked about her. I'm a huge fan of her. She's so pretty.
She was on Downton Abbey. She played Lady Rose, that British TV show. And I know people want to see her Fab 2, but she did a movie in 2016 called The Exception. And not only do you see her breasts, but we get a great view of her butt. It was actually one of the best nude scenes from 2016. No, you don't see her strawberry fields, Andrea, but you do see breasts and butt, and it's really a great nude scenes. So I did notice, and the reason I bring it up, I noticed in the last week or so, we're getting a lot of searches for Lily James at our website, and it's because of this movie Yesterday, which is in theaters. But I thought that's a real cool premise to a movie, and Lily James is in it. And I was doing radio shows this morning, and people are asking me about the girl from Yesterday. So I know it's top of mind yes. for people. So if you want a hard day's night, check out Lily James and The Exception. It's pretty, pretty awesome. The girl from Yesterday.
Awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to that. That actually sounds like a pretty cool movie, but I do like Lily James even better in The Exception. Let's be real.
Yeah. yeah. Really cool stuff. So that's out. And then, there's a movie that came out a few weeks ago that I never talked to you about that I need to, cause I was really impressed with the nudity. It's a movie called Gloria Bell from 2000. It came out this year. It came out a few weeks ago, but it stars Julianne Moore, and Gloria Bell is about this woman who's in her 50s, Julianne Moore, who's kind of free and single and very ready to mingle. Mm-hmm. And she sets out kind of in L.A., you know, trying to it's kind of like a looking for Mr. Goodbar type of movie, type of thing where. But I got to tell you, she's, in my opinion, I mean, she's got to be, 58 years old? She's never looked better. Mm. And she has a couple of really good nude scenes. And there's one scene in particular that it'll definitely be an Anatomy Award because it's just so weird. So she's laying completely naked on the bed. It happens at the hour and 26 minute mark of this movie.
Okay.
And check out, I hope CP, well, maybe he may or may not have put the picture up, but there's this hairless cat.
Oh my lord.
Oh, did you see that? Yeah, isn't that amazing? It's really
and you don't mean an actual like hairless pussy. You mean like a cat. What are they called? There's like a weird name for them.
Yeah, I don't know. And believe me, we had plenty of jokes for MrSkin.com with that. But yeah, there's a famous I think it's a I don't know if it really happened, but there's this famous Johnny Carson moment where he had Zsa Zsa Gabor on the show, and she brought her cat out, and the cat was in her lap. And this might be urban legend, but I've heard this a number of times where Johnny Carson said, "Hey, can I pet?" Or she said, "Would you like to pet my pussy?" and he said, "Sure, if you'd move your cat." So I don't believe that ever happened, but it is urban legend. So
I believe it.
If anyone knows of that, please let me know, because I do want to see that. I think that is urban myth, though. So.
Oh man.
Yeah, but anyway, but yeah. So Julianne Moore, tons of great nude scenes. She's 58 years old, looking awesome. This is now her 10th movie in her career, and I got to say, like, when she gets naked, it's like awesome. Like, she did the movie Shortcuts back in 1993. It was her first movie where she did that long scene where she was arguing with Matthew Modine wearing just a shirt, and she just had the red carpet hanging out. It's still one of the all time great nude scenes. And then, like, she was nude in Boogie Nights. She did that movie Chloe.
Oh yeah, with Amanda
Seyfried, the best cougar kitten lesbian scene of all time. So, like, it just seems when she does nudity, it's very memorable. And now here she is at 58 years old and Gloria Bell looking great. So that's a new release that's out that I wanted to make sure you were aware of, Andrea. But yeah, really good movie stuff this week. So
excellent. Excellent.
Yeah. So let me get into television, because there's lots of stuff. And I had a couple of online reporters hit me up, because, you know, that we started to talk about that show Euphoria a couple weeks ago. There are three episodes in on HBO. And I got to tell you, this show I'm just surprised in this day and age that there's not more uproar from parents and stuff about this show. Because I've never seen a television show about high school students that is so graphic, has so much nudity, has so much like realistic drug use. It blows my mind. Actually, my wife and I were watching the first episode, and we're like, I don't know if I want our kids to see this, because it's like, I don't want to say it glorifies drug use, but it like, it just is so graphic and so crazy. And it's you know, I can't say enough about how just shocking this Euphoria is. But anyway, so what happened was we had the first episode where Sydney Sweeney did those amazing nude scenes. And then the second episode, while you were on vacation, had the skinfamous locker room scene that we knew was coming.
Okay.
And we knew about this because there were articles saying that there was going to be this wild nude scene where a bunch of guys were going to show their cocks in a locker room.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it was a big deal. So the scene aired. It was episode 2. And then I got a... I know Jezebel hit me up, and then there was another, I can't even remember. The Ringer hit me up.
Okay.
The reporter for there. And they wanted, both of them wanted my comments on this, and also wanting, the girl from The Ringer was like, well, could you let me know if this is the most penises ever viewed in one scene? And I watched it. We have the scene over at MrMan.com, and it's pretty amazing. Like, these guys are just walking around in the locker room with, you know, just showing cock.
Now, where is, like, the clip of that, CP?
Well, C-penis. Yeah, yeah.
Mr. Man, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty crazy because, anyway, I watched a scene and, like, guys, what happened was we ended up, my crack staff ended up, we had to go through it like the Zapruder film, but we counted 21 cocks, 21 male members in one scene. So okay. They wanted to know, we told them there were 21, and then they said, well, the girl at The Ringer was like, well, is that the most ever in one scene? So we literally, I really truly didn't know that off the top of my head. So we did a little research at MrSkin.com, and we found out that the answer is no. There's a movie from 2004 called Euro Trip. I don't know if you remember that movie.
Oh, yeah.
But at the 40-minute mark, there were 28 cocks in one scene.
What?
So that's the record. So I told them, I mean, that's the kind of important information you get from me when you hit me up. And we did find a Richard Gere movie from 1979 called Yanks that was another notable male member moment. They had 13 penises in one scene, but it's pretty rare. So imagine 21 cocks in one scene on HBO on Sunday night. It was pretty
And this is a show about high school. Yeah, this is yeah. Over the top, Skin.
I'm telling you. And
I don't know if I even want to watch this show.
Well, and let me tell you, though, it's funny because these, you know, these reporters are asking, like, about, is it more common to see vulva or is it more common to see penis? You know, we're giving all that commentary and we're counting all this stuff. But
yeah.
The funny thing is, like, they're focusing on that. But, like, this show in 3 episodes has had really graphic drug overdose by the lead character, statutory rape.
What?
Not. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Non-consensual strangling during intercourse.
Oh, hell
which,
no.
Yeah, revenge porn.
No.
And aggravated assault. All in the first couple of episodes. So it's really
stuff like this makes
plus
me sad.
They showed, yeah, plus they showed, like, erect penises. So I'm telling you, Andrea, you got to get tuned into this show. It's really just out there. It's wild.
Oh, and CP just sent me the clip of the dicks. Thanks.
Oh, good for you. We're all pulling for you. Yeah.
Made my day.
It's pretty amazing. So, check it out. And I don't want people to think that it's like a Mr. Man show. The female nudity has been awesome. And
there's a lot of stuff going on. That this is just one little scene of a bunch of wieners, but
right. And
now,
I
have a question, though, when it comes to casting naked guys, because there's growers and there's showers. It seems like would that be a prerequisite for casting? Like, hey, make sure you're a shower, because none of these guys have teeny peenies. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, I didn't notice. I don't know. I only watched it once. But did you notice small ones? I thought most guys were pretty fine.
Yeah, they all.
I'm thinking, like, here's the thing.
Huge.
The rule is, if you have a super tiny wang, you don't want to be an extra in a locker room scene, right? Isn't that just a pretty safe assumption, right?
Right. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
But anyway.
okay. And so then one TikTok.
And one of the characters on the show, I won't give too much away, is trans.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. And it was funny because when I was first watching it, there's a scene from above where this actress, she's in her, she's a girl with a dick, but she's laying there and in the panties, you see like a bulge. And I said to my wife, oh my God, how is that you know, what's going on here? And then we figured it out because she looked. There's so much stuff going on in this Euphoria. You got to watch it, Andrea. So
I guess I'm going to have to just out of sheer curiosity at this point. But stuff like this makes me a little sick to my stomach. You know what I mean? Because I was a really wholesome high schooler. Yeah. And when I think of like this alternate, you know, truth that was actually happening, it kind of makes me like a little queasy. Don't get me wrong. I did all this shit when I was an adult.
But yeah, you're right. And it's pretty wild stuff. And, it's going to be crazy. So it'll be interesting which, website, when she gets nude, which I'm sure will happen, does it go to Mr. Man or Mr. Mr. Skin? I mean,
maybe
these are the big decisions.
It'll probably be
on both.
So. Skin, you're gonna have to create a new website, Mr. Shim. For trans porn. Think about it. Times are changing.
Yeah, it's really cool. So as I said, there's a lot to take in this Euphoria, which is three episodes in on HBO. And just a quick thing last night.
Yeah.
I mentioned the Sydney Sweeney in the first one, The Great Breast, but Alexa Demi was getting banged and showed some nice side butt. But believe me, there's much more to come upcoming episode. So,
all right. And now it's time for our StreamMate CamStar Spotlight of the Week. And I am so excited to introduce to all of you a natural beauty from the UK. Her name is Natalia Forrest. Hi, beautiful. How are you?
Hello. I'm very good. Thank you.
Oh, that accent gets me every time, Hoskin. Go ahead, love.
I was going to say, yes, that's what the fans say.
Yeah, you know.
You can't go wrong with a British accent, right?
Pardon?
You cannot go wrong with a British accent as far as we're concerned.
Mm-hmm. That's what the fans say. That's what I've had all day.
Oh, yeah. So I wanted to ask you, is your demographic of fans and followers and customers, viewers, people from your country or with your accent, or is it people, you know, from America or other places?
I'd say mostly from America. Mm-hmm. But really, to be honest, all over. I'd say about 80% America, and then 10 England, and then the other 10 from like Germany and other places like that.
I love that. So when looking at your profile online for, you know, your cam modeling, I love the fact that like 90% of your tags include the word gorgeous. And it's absolutely true. When I looked at your pictures online, I was like, this girl is not just hot. You're beautiful. You know what I mean? Like everything hot, like wife hot, like I want to marry you. can you describe how you look to all of our listening audience right now?
Okay. I'm about 5'6", slim, quite tanned because I'm always on holiday because I'm addicted to the sun. Mm-hmm. And I've got brown with like browny blondy hair. And I'm half Filipino and half English.
Mm.
So I'm like dark skin with green eyes.
I knew there was something, there was an exotic look to you, but I couldn't put my finger on it. I just thought you were just, you know, really gorgeous. But I guess you do have that little bit of, you know, Filipino blood in you. And that's like, oh, girl, I would have never guessed that. And
I didn't see that coming.
Yeah,
right.
You're just totally gorgeous. So you have great genes, but you're also a great performer. What are your favorite things to do while camming?
My favorite. I love chatting. I actually genuinely like, they can't shut me up. I go on, and I just love chatting and meeting new people and understanding different fetishes and seeing what other people are into.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love like getting to know people. And already, I'm starting to recognize the same people that keep coming back.
That's good.
Yeah, they're just like really a bunch of like really friendly guys.
I love that. So I know that you are really into stockings and nylons, and lots of your pictures are in the sexiest thigh highs and pantyhose and all that stuff. Do you think that the pantyhose fetish goes hand in hand with the foot fetish, or do you think they're two completely different things? And this is just me asking personally because I'm not sure.
Yeah, completely different. Yeah.
And how did you get into that? Is it something people requested of you and you really liked it? Or is it something you came into camming already having a fondness for?
Yeah, it's like chatting with the people and discovering what different people like. Loads of the, you know, guys like the boots. It's either the boots on or off. And the feet, mm-hmm. they're just into, yeah, they're into bare feet and nothing else. And then obviously nylon lovers and pantyhose lovers. There's all different, yeah, it's so niche.
Mm-hmm. Of all like the different nylons, what is it that guys like the most?
The Cuban heeled ones.
What? Oh, yeah. Now, Skin, do you have
I don't know what that is. Tell me what that is. I don't know.
It's hot. You definitely like it.
It's like the sole of the foot. It's like a dark pattern along the foot at the bottom, and it goes a little bit up the back of the ankle.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's like the hottest ever. And guy or girl, watching a cam show or not, like those are the hottest stockings. I just thought maybe it was thigh highs, but I think what guys really like too is the nylons full waisted, because that's where it kind of goes over the hot stuff, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So what is the craziest request you've ever received?
I get asked this a lot. There's like, oh gosh, just so many
so many weird ones.
Yeah. What's the craziest? Yesterday I got asked to humiliate their mother.
Oh, that's very bizarre.
Yeah, that's something I've never done before. And yeah, so that was quite funny. I show all my friends, they think it's amazing. It's just so funny.
So how, though, Natalia, would you make fun of someone's mom or be degrading? Can you give me a little sample?
Well, okay. For example, like, I need to know their limits. So I said to the guy, please give me some suggestions. And, like, one of them was that I went, like, I took the mother. We went to a farm and saw some animals. And, I pushed her in the mud, like, face down and laughed at her.
Okay, so yeah, the humiliation and degradation as opposed to like your mama jokes.
Yeah.
That is awesome. So it seems like you really do have just more of like a, I don't know, less of a crazy kind of fan base than a lot of people that me and Skin have talked to. You know, we've heard the weirdest things you can possibly imagine.
You don't even know. You don't even know.
Yeah, honestly, there's like some that you don't even want to go there. But I love doing each and every one. Obviously, there's, you know, I have limits and I say no, sorry. I say no a lot, actually. And at first I was a bit scared, but now I just say no. It's simple, you know, if I don't want to do it. But each and every, it's role, it's acting, and I love to act and I love getting in a role so bad, and I really, really get into it. It's really scary. I become this other person.
I love that,
in that role.
Well, that's why you're so good at what you do and why you have such a demand and why people love you, and honestly why we're talking to you. So Natalia Forrest, everyone, is smoking hot. However we're talking to her or describing her does not do her justice. You have to go to her page. Go to nataliaforrestbabestation.cammodels.com. Also check out her Twitter @NataliaForrest1 and her website nataliaforrest2rxx.com. And it has been such a pleasure to talk to you. I cannot wait to meet you in person. When you get over to the States, we got to set up some sort of one-on-one or some sort of interview or come to AVN or something, because I have to see if your pictures do you justice. I think you're one of these girls that's even prettier in person.
Thank you.
All right. Well, have a beautiful day and hopefully we'll talk soon.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Now, another show that we're tracking and really into is three episodes in is Jet. The first season of this Jet, where Carla Gugino plays Jet Kowalski, who's like a heist thief just out of prison and then gets kind of back into the thievery world. Some criminals lure her back in, and I guess it's created by Sebastian Gutierrez, who is also, I think, dating Carla Gugino, if I'm not mistaken.
So
yeah, pretty cool stuff. And anyway, I gotta say, like, if If Euphoria is our right now number one craziest best show for nudity active right now, I'd say Jet is number two. And lots of different actors, Jodie Turner Smith, very naked. Gate Jansen did a full frontal scene that'll blow your mind in the second episode. Elena Anaya went diving into a pool, and I think we're going to get some rear burger there. Ooh. I mean, just incredible nudity from this show, Jet. And hard to compete with Euphoria, but they're right there. And we're big Carla Gugino fans here at MrSkin.com, so you want to check that out.
I don't know anyone who isn't a Carla Gugino fan. Let's be real. Yeah.
Isn't she beautiful?
She's amazing. Like, there's just something about her that's just so hot to me. You know, I think it's because she doesn't try to be hot. You know what I mean? She just is naturally gorgeous. And that's the appeal of her to me. But she's just understated. You know what I mean? Understated hotness.
Yeah. And, yeah, so that show, I should mention, is on Cinemax on Fridays. It's called Jet. And, yeah, I think I have a TiVo. I haven't got to it, but from people I know that have seen it, really dig it. And no one's complaining about the nudity, so that's awesome. Another really cool show is City on a Hill, which is three episodes in also on Sunday nights on Showtime. This is that Kevin Bacon, Aldous Hodge movie where Kevin Bacon, it's set in 1990s Boston, and Kevin Bacon's like this crooked FBI agent. And funny story, so I was in Chicago promoting Being Mr. Skin, my book, and I was at WGN Studios in Chicago for their you know, the morning news. And I walk into the green room, you know, to do my interview,
right?
And this woman that I see, this Aldous Hodge, is on WGN being interviewed for City on a Hill, and he came out, and we were sharing a green room, so that was kind of cool.
He seemed like
a really nice guy. But anyway, so this show, which is another show I'm getting to, I just have not had time, but I've TiVo'd the three episodes. And one thing I have seen is, so Kevin Bacon is married, but you know, he's a crooked guy, and he has like this girlfriend played by Charlene Elmervez. It's a weird name. She's like a Filipino model actress, and
right on.
She's really gorgeous. And there's this funny scene in the second episode where she's in bed, he's going down on her, and he thinks that he notices something near her vagina. So he's worried that it's an STD that he could bring home to his wife.
Geez.
So it's a pretty, but she's been naked, and she was naked in the first two episodes. There wasn't any nudity last night, but also something that is getting great reviews and has had some nice nude scenes. So City on a Hill, Sunday nights on Showtime, is another show you might want to check out.
Good awesome.
Nudity there.
All right, cool.
Yeah. Lots to get to. A show called The Spanish Princess.
Oh, which yes.
I've talked to you about. This is that one. It's there was these shows based on a series of novels. There was like White Queen, White Princess, and now they have The Spanish Princess. And what's interesting is last night on the Stars Network, they had their season one finale. Now, with White Queen and White Princess, they just did, like, it almost became like a mini series because they ended it after both of them after one season. But they just announced that Spanish Princess, played by Charlotte Hope, will be coming out for a second season, which is kind of cool. I thought all these would be the same, but they did eight episodes. She was nude in five of them, and in the final last night had a great butt shot. She's super, super hot. If you don't know Charlotte Hope, we're big fans here at MrSkin.com. And but that's not bad, right? Five out of eight episodes, you can't complain.
No, that's
from the lead lead character.
And I love how, like, every time we talk about one of her nude scenes, it's like her in a bath, like getting cleaned by like handmaidens. Yeah. Like, it's always super hot. I'm a sucker for a chick bathing, showering, anything to that effect. And I feel like she's given us such a surplus of that content. So thank you, Charlotte Hope.
Yeah, and she was nude. She had a wild nude scene in Game of Thrones. I even showed Bush in season five.
That's right.
Yeah, I think she was also in a couple seasons earlier, season three, but she did two memorable Game of Thrones nude scenes, one with Ramsay Bolton that was very rough, but her nudity was fantastic. But yeah, so if you want to see The Spanish Princess, that series on Stars, you'll be very happy to know Charlotte Hope naked in 5 out of the 8 episodes, which is pretty cool. So,
excellent.
Also,
oh yeah.
I forget about this every week, and CP pulls this, but the Wheel of Skin, this is the part of the podcast where CP, the EP, spins our enormous wheel here at the Mr. Skin offices, and we have over 29,000 actresses here at MrSkin.com, and I, of course, am Pat Sajakoff. You are?
Vagia White.
And this is a Merck and Griffin production. And this is where he spins the wheel and randomly picks an actress from our website that I could kind of riff on and tell you her nudography. And CP, why don't you spin the wheel?
Okay. We have Lindsay Wagner.
Oh, great one. Andrea, do you know who Lindsay Wagner is? Does that ring a bell?
She's either an older blonde lady from like Ford commercials.
Oh, God, you're so young.
Is that her?
No. Well, Lindsay Wagner
that's not her.
Is in a land far, far away, Andrea, before you were born, there was a cool
the
show
chick
from
in the Ford commercials.
That's so funny. There was a cool show called The Bionic Woman.
Wait, are you sure that's not the same one? Okay, keep going.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, Bionic Woman was a spinoff of The $6 Million Man.
Okay.
And with Lee Majors. So, that show started in 1975, and they had this woman on the show, played by Lindsay Wagner, Jamie Summers. And she was like, I can't remember if they said, I think it was the pilot for The Bionic Woman who found out that she was like a tennis pro. And she had like a skydiving accident, and then she was saved by the U.S. government using bionic parts.
Okay.
And, you know, and Lee Majors was, you know, the $6 million man. So they did like a female version. But I really think that the Bionic Woman was maybe even more popular than the $6 million man. But yeah, she's like part woman, part robot, and they were the first cyborgs, you know, and it's a very iconic show from the 70s. If you grew up in my era, everyone knows the Bionic Woman and the $6 Million Man. But what people don't know, Andrea, is whether the Bionic Woman has ever been naked except for me. And I know the answer to that question.
Well, and, I hope so.
And it's funny. It's in a really obscure movie. In fact, I think I've tried a few times to find a crisp, good version where you could actually see... you know, it's just everything I've ever seen of the movie Two People from 1973 with Peter Fonda is just like, it looks like it's on a Betamax tape.
Oh,
like,
wow.
I've never seen. Yeah, it's like washed out and crappy. Like, we have it at our site, but I'm not super proud of the quality. But to our defense, I don't think this movie's ever been released on anything close to DVD level quality. But it's... Peter Fonda in the movie Two People from 1973. He's like an army deserter from Vietnam.
Okay.
And she's a model that he meets, and they hook up about an hour and 18 minutes into the movie, and we see her her breasts for the first and only time. And this was a couple years, 3 years before she hit it really big as the Bionic Woman. So it's kind of a before they were famous nude scene, and I'm a big fan of those. And this is a great one. It's Lindsay Wagner, Two People, 1973 with Peter Fonda. Great, great nude scene.
Now, how old would you say she is now? 70?
Yeah, I would guess she's close to that, if not. Yeah, I would say around 70 years old would be
right on.
Yeah, she's probably, she was, 70 years old would be about right.
Very and, pretty woman.
Yeah, and she actually, I saw a... like a promo pic of her as a, you know, older woman. She still looks gorgeous. So big, big fan of Lindsay Wagner. That's a great question, CP. I really love
so,
it.
And, so random. So Wheel of Skin.
Well, it is. Well, we got 29,000 actresses and
she's one of them.
Yeah. No, I love it. The more obscure, the better as far as I'm concerned. But I do like it to at least be someone that the audience would have at least heard of so that I could share that with them.
I love how you just know this off the top of your head. Like, she has not been in my consciousness since like 1989. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
no, that's so funny. Well, I there's certain actresses that, you know, I just will never forget. And she is one of them because she's, you know, from an iconic show from the 70s. That's just the way it is.
So. Right on.
Anyway, but moving right along, I had a couple more shows to get to. Another is called Animal Kingdom, which is a TNT show that I've talked to you about.
They're in their
fourth season. And last Thursday, episode 5, someone I'd been talking to a lot this year about showed up out of the blue. It's Kelly Berglund, the girl from Lab Rats, who did a ton of great nude scenes on Apocalypse Now, which is going to be battling Euphoria for the best television show for nudity along with Jet. And out of the blue, she shows up as she hooks up with Finn Cole from the show, and then her mom comes down. Now I should say that it's non-nude, but I was more interested, she's in her underwear. But it's non-nude, but she's had an incredible year for nudity from Apocalypse Now. It was just kind of cool for her to show up on the show out of the blue and give us a nice shot. So, yeah, Kelly Berglund is in her underwear on Animal Kingdom last week. I wanted to share that with you.
Excellent.
She's super hot, and she's definitely had a great skin year. And she's another one that was naked in almost every episode of the show. So we talked about her a lot earlier in the year, so good stuff.
Really good stuff from her.
A couple of the things before we wrap up. There's a show called Siren, which is like a young adult type show. It's about mermaids that could transform, you know, to human, to back to mermaids and all this stuff. And I have some breaking nudes for you, and this is it's pretty cool. It's so there's this station that Siren is on, and they're in their second season. This was the 10th episode of the second season. The station that they're on is called Freeform. And Freeform is formerly ABC Family. So you kind of see what types of shows you're going to find on this.
Okay.
But what's interesting is in the second season, episode 10, Elaine Powell showed her butt in the scene where she's where these scientists are observing her changing from a mermaid to a human.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like a graphic nude scene. It's not maybe a bit of a distant shot, but in the history of ABC Family or Freeform, there's never been a nude scene on there. And this is the first nude scene. So,
oh, wow.
I know. Isn't that cool? And another interesting thing about this was this Elaine Powell, she did this awesome nude scene in Game of Thrones, another Game of Thrones girls. It was season 6, episode 5, where they were doing a stage play mocking.
Do
you remember when they were mocking Sansa? Yeah, Sansa,
yes,
and all that. And
yes.
She showed her breasts backstage and all this, and everyone was laughing.
Oh, she had great boobs.
Oh, my God. They
Incredible.
Were fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah, so Game of Thrones has supplied us with like fantastic nude actresses for that. We're probably good for the next 10 years just from girls that spun out of Game of Thrones. But you know who I'm talking about.
Exactly who you're talking about.
When she pulled her boobs. Those were
amazing.
Some of the best breasts of that year when that came out. And now she shows up on Siren naked and gets credit for the first nude scene in the history of ABC Family, now Freeform, which is pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a great milestone. So, last thing I wanted to get to, Andrea, is our show Strange Angel, which I bring up to you periodically. That's at CBS All Access, where you actually pay them cash so you don't get commercials and you see nudity, which is, it's a CBS like a pay station. And this is that show about it's based on John Parsons. He was a rocket scientist in the 1940s in LA, and he was secretly this disciple of this occultist, I think his name was Aleister Crowley, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's pretty crazy that the scene with Bella Heathcote from episode 3 last week. We were talking about this here at the office. I was talking to Joey, my head of content, mm-hmm. and normally when these CBS All Access do nudity, it's usually just butts. But this was like she was tied up by, it wasn't her husband, it was the occultist dude, and she's tied up showing breasts. It was super hot scene, and it was just like, it was just more than we're used to seeing on CBS All Access, and we kind of think it bodes well for future episodes, because it's almost like they're going like, all right, no more just showing a little butt or side butt and maybe half a breast. We're going to give it. So we got great shots of her boobs, and she was tied up in this contraption where the guy was not torturing her so much as like trying to get her to, try to get her to come on over to his side, if you know what I mean. But it was a really, really hot scene. And the fact that it wasn't even with her husband, it was with the guy that runs the, you know, that he is a disciple of, made it somebody. I was like, he's trying to convert her to the dark side, let's say. And she was nude, and it was just such a hot scene. I'm like, I got to start watching this show, Strange Angel, because this looks like I've seen the nude scenes and the skin scenes, but I just haven't sat down and watched it. But that scene, when I was getting ready to do the podcast, I was watching again. I was like, that's pretty sexy stuff. So,
It's like no joke bondage. If you're into that, you know, being tied up by the red ropes on the fair skin and, you know, really great, intricate rope work. I mean, this is definitely not a scene to be missed, for sure.
Yeah, and it was, like I said, it's always like a little hotter when it happens on a station you're not used to seeing. Like, if this was, if that was HBO, it would be hot, but like,
I'd be like, that was it.
That wasn't like, on HBO, like, they've pushed it way farther. But, you know, for CBS All Access, this is a big deal. So, anyway, all right. Well, Andrea, now that you're back from vacay,
and
I'm around for quite the rest of the summer. We'll have a lot of great nudity to catch up on, and should be a lot of live podcasts in the next month or so. And there's so much. So a lot of these shows, if you notice, they're only 3 episodes in, and they're already great. So I got a lot of great stuff to talk about in the coming, definitely in the coming weeks and months. So it's been an incredible year for nudity. We just wrapped up the first half, and I'm really bullish on the second half with Euphoria and Jet and City on the Hill and some of these TV shows. It's going to be a great second half of 2019.
I couldn't agree with you more. It's going to be a hot, hot, hot summer for sure. All right, we'll talk next week.
You got it, Andrea. Take care.
This concludes another scintillating episode of the Mr. Skin Podcast. Subscribe to the Mr. Skin Podcast in iTunes and never miss a show. Thanks for listening.